The president of a university system has a huge responsibility, charged with guiding a large-scale complex operation with an enormous obligation to the public and an ever-shifting educational environment. What criteria should be applied in the search for a president, and which are most important? Does experience in guiding a large state university on the mainland outweigh knowledge of the specific Hawaii landscape? And if so, to what degree? These are weighty questions, and John Holtzman, newly elected chair of the University of Hawaii Board of Regents and former head of the search committee, is on hand to help us understand them. And you've got a lot on your plate, don't you, John?
I do have a lot on my plate, in part because the university is such an important part of the state of Hawaii, and we want to find the best person we possibly can to fill the job of president.
There's a kind of a mixture of specific knowledge and general knowledge that calls for an administrative position at this level. Is that a fair description?
There is a mix. What we're mostly looking for is a great leader, a manager, a communicator, a person who will understand, appreciate, and be keyed into the unique role of the university here in Hawaii. Hawaii, we're a small state. We don't have a large population, but we have a big university relative to that population. And moreover, what we are is a unique state because we're out here in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. Mm-hmm. We have an ecology that is amazing but is also endangered. We have a diversity of cultures that are mixed together here, and we have a fundamental base of a native Hawaiian culture. And we need a leader and a communicator who can respond to all of these different factors and make the best of it, and make it more than the sum of its parts, in fact. And that's what we're looking for in the next president of the UH.
And you mentioned the unique ecology and the fact that so much is endangered here, and that could almost be a kind of metaphor because a lot of well-meaning introductions to the state of Hawaii didn't work out because of the unique characteristics of the island chain, yeah?
That's absolutely the truth, yes. And so, and that's one of the difficulties, of course, in Hawaii is unintended consequences.
Yeah, exactly.
Most of those things were introduced with the best of intentions, mm-hmm. but they haven't always turned out as well as we would have hoped.
You know, the mongoose didn't, in fact, get rid of the rats, et cetera.
The famous mongoose case,
exactly.
Right.
Exactly, you know. But is that fair description that that's sort of a cautionary metaphor for how to handle things in a unique place?
I think it is a cautionary tale, but that's one of the reasons why we're looking for someone who has that sort of a link that I tried to describe to Hawaii. And so we're not introducing someone who comes in completely cold.
Yeah. Well, it just wouldn't work no matter what other skills were brought to bear, yeah?
Well, it might work if that person is a very unique individual, and it can work. And it has worked in the past. But right now, this is the type of person we're looking for.
Well, you raise an interesting point about the size of the university relative to the size of the state, because it could be argued that our university has a greater influence on the state than many comparable states, yeah?
I think it does. I really think it does. In the first case, it's a system. There's 10 campuses, 3 baccalaureate campuses mm-hmm. led by Manoa, and then there's 7 community colleges. And what we're trying to do is make them into one system, and that system, once again, be stronger than the sum of its parts. In the ideal situation, you would start at a community college, if that's where you are, mm-hmm. and feed directly into one of the baccalaureate campuses. So the university, in the short term, for individuals, can be transformative. I think college education can be a transformative experience. And in the long run, it can be transformative for our society and our economy here.
So you have obviously a need to understand academe. Is it necessary to come from academe to understand and run an academic institution?
Well, the tradition is that you have an academic who's branched out into administration, management, leadership. Mm-hmm. And often that's the case. Right now, President Greenwood is really a stellar academic and researcher. And she has branched out into administration and management. And then there's the non-traditional approach, especially as universities have become more complex and have engaged in so many wide different types of endeavors. Mm-hmm. For example, if you go out to West Oahu, it's not just building a campus, but it is really land development in a small on a small island, and that takes a lot of skill. And I think we do have the skills to do that with help. So sometimes you look for a non-traditional and a leader or president
maybe
who's not from academics.
Outside, yeah.
Yes, who's not from academics. And then there's, of course, of how does that person integrate into an academic institution that is centuries old and has its own traditions. But at the same time, those types of people are often very skilled, they know their audiences, and they learn how to adapt very quickly.
Well, if you had somebody, you know, highly skilled from outside of academia, maybe, a very powerful ability to inspire, for example, would be a selling point, yeah? Because mm-hmm. just that whole aspect of being a leader who understands in a general way everything that's going on but is a very good spokesperson. You mentioned communication as part of the role.
I think communication is very, very important. And I think it's important when you use the term inspire, for that person to be able to inspire all the members of the University Ohana to take on and share this the responsibility that we all have to make this university the best that it possibly can be. And that's going to be a big task for the next president, and it's one we specifically mentioned when we thought through the types of qualities that we want.
How far along are we in the process?
Well, in terms of we're really organizing ourselves right now, mm-hmm. and that will be shortly finished. But once we actually begin the search, trying to develop a list of names, you figure maybe 6 months, 8 months. It takes a long time.
Yeah, I imagine. John, thanks very much for coming on the show, and it'd be very interesting to talk to you a little further down the line on this process.
Thanks very much. I'd like that.
Oh, it's good to have you. John Holtzman is the newly elected chair of the University of Hawaii Board of Regents. He's a retired diplomat with extensive experience in the Asia-Pacific and Middle East regions, grew up in Honolulu and graduated from Kalani High School, holds a BA from the Georgetown University School of Foreign Service, an MA from the Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies, and you can keep up with the details of the UH President search on our hpr2.org website.